oil prices continue to hover at multi-year lows, which is good news for drivers who are saving on gas. Turns out it's bad for the recycling industry. Georgi Kontchev of the Wall Street Journal joins us from London to explain. And Georgi, how is the price of oil impacting recycling?
Well, the price of oil has fallen about 50% since last year. And because plastic, you know, plastic is made of oil, essentially, it's dragging down the price of new plastic or virgin plastic. And this is kind of erasing the advantage of recycling. You know, recycling for years has been, recycled plastic has been cheaper to produce than virgin or new plastic, and also better for the environment. But now, because we have this cheap oil, the price of producing new plastic is just, it's more economical. And many companies, from bottle makers to pipes to anything, they're just deciding it's cheaper to just take the new stuff and take it from there. And of course, this is hurting the recyclers of plastics, these middlemen, which, you know, they collect the plastic scrap, so to say, they blend it, and then they sell it to manufacturers. And these are really hurt because there's no demand for their produce.
Well, and as you report, this is already having an impact in the northeastern United States.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in the U.S., there are quite a few cities as well, not only companies, but also cities and municipalities who are, you know, picking up old milk bottles or plastic scrap, and they sell it as much as, you know, $10 a ton in New Jersey, for example, what we're reporting the story. And right now, this just is a loser's game right now.
So what will happen as a result of this? Are communities just going to curtail their recycling? Will they let these things fill up in landfills or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question here. So in many parts of the U.S., there just isn't as much landfill space. So it might still be economical for some places to recycle, but for others where just, you know, dumping the trash in landfill costs less, that these cities might just, you know, go that route and just forego recycling.
But I have to say, as a person who does recycle, I feel that I'm doing a good thing for the environment by doing that. Does it not make sense to do that? Isn't there a conservation argument to be made that recycling still matters, even if it might cost a little bit more?
Oh, recycling still matters. I mean, I think it should definitely continue. As I said, some cities and towns might just curtail their recycling efforts, but that doesn't mean that recycling is going to end. It's still a big business, and there's still lots of government, local and national governments around the world who have targets to reach for the percentage of recycled plastic. So there's still lots of effort in this regard.
Now, this is not the lowest price that oil has ever been. Far from it. Have we seen a situation like this before where it's actually cheaper to make a new plastic bottle than to get a plastic bottle from recycled plastic?
Yeah, I mean, the prices of recycled plastic also kind of, you know, they slumped during the recession, 2007, 2009. But this is more astounding now because we have the U.S. economy growing. And still there's less demand for plastic, for recycled plastic.
That's Georgi Kontchev of the Wall Street Journal joining us from London. We'll link you to his story about recycling and the challenges that the industry is facing now because of the low price of oil at hereandnow.org. Georgi, thanks.
Thank you.